Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Ayin in Meseches Pesachim. I record this waiting at the Jerusalem light rail, waiting for a train going from Rav Moshe Chaim Lustig's Sheva Brachas at the Machlis home back to the Old City. Three stops, Bezras Hashem back in Yeshiva. So we'll start the daf now. Our daf will be discussing the halachos of Korban Chagiga. Our Gemara will point out that our Mishnah is the standard opinion that holds that a Korban Chagiga is different than a Korban Pesach and a Korban Shlomim, in that it could be eaten for 2 days and one night, which is a contradistinction to the Shita of Ben Tema that will be discussed in detail in the Gemara.
The Gemara in Amud Aleph will clarify many parts to Ben Tema's Shita, where he describes this Korban Chagiga as being different than other Korban Chagigas and borrowing many of the halachas of Korban Pesach. The Gemara is asking on Amud Aleph if at the end of the day we borrow so many of the halachas of Korban Pesach from Korban Chagiga from Korban Pesach, how many halachas do we borrow according to Ben Tema? The Gemara on Amud Beis will go on to discuss other halachas about the Chagiga as well as whether the Korban Chagiga is Docha Shabbos. Let's Beis Hashem begin. Our daf on the bottom of Simach Tesim and Beis with the new Mishnah, 7 lines from the bottom. E masai mevi chagiga imai. When does a person bring the Korban Chagiga with the Korban Pesach? Bizman shuba bechol, only when it's brought during the week. Bitahara, also it has to be brought when the person is tahar. Ubemuat, and with not a lot of eating of the Korban Pesach, and in such a case, if there isn't a lot from the Korban Pesach to eat, where there's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach b'sviya, so then in such a case a Korban Chagiga was brought. Usually that's because there are many, many people in the Chabura, so then they would fill up on the Chagiga. Bizman shuba b'Shabbos, and at the time that the Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbos, b'meruba, or there already are a lot of people, but there's also a lot of Korban Pesach, ubetuma, or in a case of where the Korban Pesach is being brought betuma, so then ein mevini moy chagiga. Then the Korban Chagiga does not need to be brought. It doesn't need to be brought because if there is a lot of meat, so then in such a case there's no need to have the Korban Chagiga to make sure that the Korban Pesach is eaten ala soiva. Part of the main reason that a Korban Chagiga is brought is so that the Korban Pesach will be eaten on this ala sova. If there's so enough meat to go around, then there's no problem. On Shabbos, Rashi explains that the Korban Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos, so then a Mevinim Chagiga, as well as the Korban Chagiga is not brought bituma. Unlike the Korban Pesach, Chagiga is above Minatzoin. Chagiga will come either from the sheep, Minabokar, or from cattle, Minakvasim. It will come from
goats as well.
It will come from both males and females. And it's eaten for 2 days and one night. Of course, in contradistinction to the Korban Pesach, that it has to be gotten rid of by the next morning. Mark continues 3 lines from the bottom. Why is it that our Tana all of a sudden started talking about a Korban Chagiga? Both the previous Mishnah speaks about Korban Pesach, and the Mishnah afterwards is going to discuss a Korban Pesach. Why all of a sudden over here do we mention Korban Chagiga? Answers the Gemara, Tana, Harkevosav Avosoi. We learned in regards to carrying the Korban Pesach after the Shechita. That's not Deloy Dachi Shabbos, that's not Docha Shabbos. Uktaninami Chagiga, Deloy Dachi Shabbos. And then we mentioned that also Korban Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos. And then, therefore, we follow up. So then, when do you have a Korban Chagiga? If bizman shu b'chol, one day, weekday, b'tahara, if they're tar, u'bimuat, and if it's necessary to create the phenomenon that the Korban Pesach will be eaten al ha-soiva. Amar Rav Ashi says the Gemara last few words on Semach Tesam Abay Shemam. You know, we see from here, Chagigas arba osar, lav choyvahu. It's not a chiyuv. Disagodai the chayvi, because if the Korban Chagiga was a chiyuv, teisi b'Shabbos. Number one, it should be doicha Shabbos. V'teisi b'meruba. And even if you have enough Korban Pesach to eat, you should still bring a Korban Chagiga if it's a chayva. V'teisi b'tuma should also be brought b'tuma. The Gemara now qualifies. Why is it that you bring it dafka b'miut. Well, b'miut, miu my time I ask you, why is it that you bring it when you don't have a lot of karm pesach to eat? Kedesanya, as we learned, reis chakika mama pesach nechas chila. Kedei, the emphasis over here is kedei, in order she had pesach nechal halasayva. So the chagiga is, if you will, to use a yeshivish term or an Aramaic term, is a hechi timtza. It's a way in which one could eat the carbon pesach halasayva. We learned that our Mishnah v'nechelas l'shnei yom v'loyla echad analyzes the Gemara mesnis and delayke ben teima. Our Mishnah is not following shita ben teima. The sanyas we learned in a brayza main teima oimer ben teima toat chagiga b'ma pesach harehi ke pesach. That the chagiga that comes in the Pesach has all the dinim of Pesach. It's only eaten for a day and a night. In contradistinction to our Mishnah, it said that's eaten for 2 days and a night. If you say that it borrows the halachas of Karm Pesach, just like Karm Pesach is only eaten yom v'layla, so too in regards to the chagiga. The chagiga is chamisha aser, but the chagiga that is not brought on the 14th, at the same time of the Karban Pesach, in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, but rather is brought on Yom Tov itself, so that has other halachas. Chagigas, chamishas, or nechalas l'shnei yom v'layl echad, then it has the regular halachas of a Karban Shlomim that are eaten for 2 days and a night. And another halacha, the chagigas, arba also yoytze mishum simcha. You yoytze the mitzvah of simcha from basar. Chazal say ein simcha ela b'basar, that in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that was the psar shlamim. The ein yoytze mishum chagiga. You can't be yoytze the mitzvah of chagiga, of bringing a carbon chagiga on Yom Tov. There was a separate mitzvah of bringing a chagiga, a carbon chagiga on Yom Tov. That you cannot fulfill by bringing on the 14th. It has to be brought from the 15th and on. On the other hand, you could be mekayim the mitzvah of ein simcha ela b'basar. Analyze the Gemara. My time in the ben tema. What is ben tema's rationale? K'demasni Rav L'chia Brei. As Rav Chia taught, as Rav taught Rabbi Chia his son, shteit in pasuk v'lo yon laboiker zevach chagat pasach. You shall not leave over the carbon of chag ha-pesach. Zevachag. That's referring to the chagiga. HaPesach kimashmo, and Pesach is in the pasuk itself. In other words, zevachag is superfluous. Just say zevach haPesach. Why does it say chag? Ah, it's coming to bring out the idea of a korban chagiga as well. That it too, according to Ben Tema, has the same halachos of lina. So chag haPesach is kimashmo. That's already mentioned in the pasuk. V'amarachmano lo yol, and Terek Deisha says you shouldn't lean over. Gemara continues 12 lines from the top. Yiboylu, they ask the following shaila. L'ben tema, according to Ben Tema, nechalas tzli, oy ein nechalas tzli. Is it eaten roasted or is it not eaten roasted? We know that when it comes to the Karban Pesach, it's supposed to be roasted. Maybe if we're going to equate chagiga to Karban Pesach, maybe it's equated as far as going that it needs to be roasted as well. Ki actually Rachmana lifsa Pesach lina, avol tzli loy. Maybe we say it's only equated to the Karban Pesach in regards to lina, but for tzli it's not equated. Oidilma loyshna, toshma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Halayla hazeh kula tzli. We learned in the Mishnah in the end of Arvei Pesachim that in the Manishtana, you don't recognize this in our Manishtana. Halayla hazeh kula tzli. You recognize halayla hazeh morar, halayla hazeh kula matza. This halayla hazeh kula tzli is what they used to say. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocha that our children should ask us halayla hazeh kula tzli, because that's what. And in the Mishnah, which was written, spanned over the time of the Mikdash, so then in such a case they would say halayla hazeh kula tzli. Well, now what's the kula tzli? It seems that the Karmel Chagiga is also tzli. V'amar v'chizda zo de Ben Tema. That follows the opinion of Ben Tema. Ben Tema is of the opinion that a Karmel Pesach has to be of tzli. Shema mina. This is a proof. The Gemara continues with another shayla. Yiboy lulu Ben Tema. They had a following shayla. According to Ben Tema, bal min ha-bokar or ain't a bal min ha-bokar? Does it need to come specifically from, can it come from cattle? Karmel Chagiga, Shlomim, excuse me, is generally bought from Bakar. Generally, a Karban Chagiga has all the Dinei Shlamim, and therefore it could be brought from Bakar. However, Karban Pesach, of course, cannot be brought from cattle. It has to be from Tzayin. Yibolu ben tema, ba min ha-bakar, ain't a ba min ha-bakar. Ba min ha-kevas, could it be bought from females, or ain't a ba min ha-kevas? Because Karban Pesach also could only be brought from a Zachar. So maybe once, according to Ben Tema, we learn halachas of Chagigas, Yudalit from Karban Pesach, maybe then it could only come from a zachar. Ba min shtei shanim, o eina ba bas shtei shanim. Torah Kedoshah describes a carbon pesach as bas shnasa, 1 year old, not 2 year olds. A carbon shlamim generally comes from a 2 year old. So again, the same shayla. Kiyakshirach, one of the Pesach. Maybe, when do we say that it borrows halachos of Pesach in regards to, for example, lina, as we saw above, lemidi dachila? That relates to when you need to eat it. Avachol mili loy, but from all other things, maybe not. Oidilma loyshna? Or do you say that there's no difference between the two? Tashmakum and Erech Lele bring it aray, 4 lines before the white. Chagiga haboim ma Pesach, reyuk Pesach. Carbon chagiga that's brought with the carbon Pesach is like a carbon Pesach. How far? Boim in atzayin. It mamish learns the halachos even from the type of animal. Ve'ein boim in abakar, can't come from bakar like carbon Pesach. Boim bashnosa, it's brought at the age of 1 year. Ve'ein boim bashdaim. It has to be roasted, and only those who were appropriated to it beforehand, who had been included in the chabura during the time of the offering of the carbon pesach, could eat the carbon pesach. Man shamus lady ista haisvar. Who even suggested that we learn any halachas of chagigas yudal from carbon pesach? Ben tema. The only one we know is Ben Tema. So we see, according to Ben Tema, you need everything. We continue 8 lines from the bottom on Ayin Amalfi Balula. Ben Tema, according to Ben Tema, that we just learned, says that Chagigas Yudalit learns all the halachas of Karbon Pesach. Yesh ba mishum shviras etzem, oy aim ba mishum shviras etzem. What about the Isser of shviras etzem? We go so far, and even to say that that is Asur as well, to break the bone. Maybe even though the Torah equates the carbon chagiga to a pesach, how's the Torah Kedoshah describe the iser of bringing the bone of carbon pesach? By only the carbon pesach and not any other carbonus, even chagigas yudalad, which is normally equated to carbon pesach. Hi boy. This boy, bebasar, that's talking about bebasar v'loy bepasalhu to us. It's coming to tell us that the prohibition doesn't apply to a carbon pesach that's already become a pasal. But you would equate chagigas yudald even for the iser of shvir sats. And tashma kumir, I'll bring you a raya sakin. Shinim says, arba asar shoychid boy miyad, you're allowed to use a sakin that you find on the 14th for shchita. You could use it immediately for a carbon pesach. It doesn't require tevila, Rashi explains, because mistama, the tevila was already done, because everybody's bringing a carbon pesach that has a umdana that it's already been nitbal b'shloisha aser. But if it's found on the 13th, shoyna umatbil. And in such a case, we don't have a likelihood that it has already been purified to be used for kadshim, and then you have to do tefillah if you're not sure if it's tahar or not to use for the karim petzach. Kupis, a butcher's knife. Bein bazeh, shaynu umatvil. You have to go back and do tefillah on it when it comes to butcher's knife, because when it comes to the use of butcher's knives, they're not used very much on Erev Pesach. Why? Because you can't use a butcher's knife on a Karim Pesach because it'll break the bones. So what do we see? That a butcher's knife generally was not used on Erev Pesach. Mani, who's this foul? Ilem Rabban, if we're going according to the Rabban, Maishna Saki de Matbil, the Chazil of Pesach, when it comes to a knife, you can use it for a Karim Pesach. Kupitz Nami, a Chazil Chagiga. No! They would use the Kupitz, the butcher's knife, for Kachim. How would they use it for Kachim? For the Karim Chagiga. Elavd ben Temahi. The only reason you would say that the butcher's knife would not be used on Erev Pesach is you follow ben Tema, and we say that all of the halachas, the carbon chagiga, are equated to carbon Pesach. Ushmamino yesh b'mishum shveres ha'etzem, and we see there is an isser of shveres ha'etzem according to ben Tema. Answers the Gemara 3 lines from the bottom. Loi loilam rabbanan. No, really, we're following the rabbanan. We're talking about a case where the carbon pesach is being brought on. The carbon pesach was brought on an erev pesach shechalias b'shabbos. That we learned in our Mishnah that the carbon chagiga is not brought in that type of time. So then, in such a case, the kupitz would not be used for anything. Karban Chagiga normally would be used for. There's no Wisdom of Shvirus Etzem Karban Chagiga, but now there wasn't Chagiga Boach because it was the Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. And in regards to usage of it for something else, well, what else are you going to use it for? A Karban Pesach that, of course, has the Esser of Shvirus Etzem. Asks the Gemara, Vam Diktani Seifa, but the Seifa says, Chal Arba Asliyos B'Shabbos Shechet B'Miyad U'B'Chamish Aser Shechet B'Miyad Nimtzas Kupitz K'shur L'Sakin Rekis Sakin. We learned that when it comes to when it falls out on Shabbos, the halacha is different, and it depends on whether the kupitz is attached to the sakin. Michlal de reisha, that means that the reisha la b'Shabbos askinan is not talking on Shabbos, and if it's not talking on Shabbos, and it must be the reason why you could use the kupitz only after tefillah, and it wasn't used for any kachin, despite the fact that a karban chagiga was brought that day, was because the karban chagiga would never be used with the butcher's knife because there is Isser Shvirus Etzem. Ella, Sheba, Bimaruba. Maybe we're talking about a case where the Chabura has a lot of Karban Pesach to eat. There aren't a lot of people in the Chabura, and therefore there was no need to bring the Karban Chagigas Yudalit altogether. Ask Zimar Bina Yadi, how do you know that's the case? The Ella Sheba, so let's give another explanation. Bituma, we're talking about that. The Klal Yisrael was Betumah. And such a case, the Karban Chagiga would not be brought. Now the Gemara asks Mino Yadi, how do we know about it? Now we need to clarify, what is the Kasha Mino Yadi that we didn't explain earlier, explain it more precisely. Mino Yadi, how do they know on the 13th that it's going to be brought Betumah? And if so, if they don't know that it's going to be brought Betumah, so then why would we assume that the Bailim, when they were being Matar, their Kalim, on the 13th, they would know that a Karban Chagiga would not be brought. Answers the Gemara, you're right. We have to say it's a different case. The Meis Nasi. The Nasi was Nifter, Rashi explains, and then there's a mitzvah of all Klal Yisrael to be Metame to the Nasi in walking him to his Kvura. And then in such a case, they already knew about it beforehand, and the knives, the kupitz, is most definitely not going to be used even for a Karban Chagiga. Amos, when did the Nasi die? Continues the Gemara two lines on top. Elamis, the Amos, the Mace, Bishleisha Asar, if he died on the 13th, Sakin Lamali, the Mitbele. Why do you need the Sakin to do Tfilah? Vel, the Mace, Barba Asar. But it must be that he died on the 14th. Maishna Sakin, the Matbil. So why is it that the Sakin, you would do Tfilah? Maishna Kupitz, the Matbile. Why, when it comes to Kupitz, would you not be Matbil? Like Tzricha says the Gemara, the Nasi Geises B'Shleisha Asar, the Nasi was already a Geises on the 13th. Sakin, the Chad Sveik, Matbila. When it comes to Sakin, because there's one Safek, then there'll be Matbilit. Maybe the Nasi will die, maybe he won't. If the Nasi won't die, so then you need a Sakin. Kupitz, the Trey Sveik, lo Matbilit. But when it comes to the Kupitz, there are two Sveikos. What are the two safekos? Rashi explains in Divrei Maskla Kufitz that maybe the Nasi will die and therefore they won't be able to bring the Karban Chagiga. And even if he's not going to die, maybe the Chabura is going to be small enough that they'll have enough meat from the Karban Pesach and there'll be no need for Chagigas Yudalit. The Treis Feki Lo Matbila. So then in such a case, it won't be Matbilit. And then in such an instance, if you find the Kupitz, as we had learned, the halach is, there's no reason to assume that it had undergone Tevila in contrast to the Sakin. I just now got off of the transportation after I had arrived back in Yerushalayim, came back to Ramat Beit Shemesh, and you hear now the noise of the buses as the beautiful red sun sets in Arzenu Akdosha. The Gemara now tells us a fascinating story about Yehuda ben Durtoy, who disagreed with the Chachamim, who we learned had taught that Chakigas Yudalid is not Doche Shabbos. Tan Yehuda ben Durtoy Piresh, he separate, Hu v'Durtoy benoy, he and Durtoy his son, v'halach v'yashav loy bedarim. And they went to live in the south. Amar, and they said, Im Yo'avir Eliyahu, if Eliyahu Navi comes, V'yomer lehem Yisrael, he will tell Klal Yisrael, Mipnei ma loy chagagtem chagiga b'Shabbos, why didn't you bring the Karban Chagiga Shabbos? Ma hein omrin lah, what are they going to say to him? Timahani continues,
Yehuda ben Durtai. It's a wonder to me. Al shnei gedolei hador shmai v'avtalion shein chachom gedolim, their great chachom darshanim gedolim, their great darshanim v'lo amru lahen liYisrael. They didn't tell Klal Yisrael chagiga doiches a Shabbos. Period. Omar Rav, Rav taught my taima. What is the reason of the ben Durtai? Why does he hold the chagigas doiches Shabbos tchsivos v'achto pesach Hashem l'kechop? Tzaynu bakar, you shall bring the tzaynu bakar. V'aloi ein pesach el min akvasim min ha'izim. Pesach does not come from bakar. So what's pshat in Parshas Re'eh? Great question. El tzayn ze pesach bakar zu chagiga. It's referring to the chagiga. V'av merachmanav is avachta pesach. And the Torah calls it a pesach. And therefore, it has halachas of pesach that it would be doche Shabbos. Amar Vashi v'anan time of the prushim. Neku v'nifrish. Do the Prushim have to explain the Pasuk the way he did? Ela karalich the Rav Nachman Udasa. No, they had entirely different Pasuk. Explanation of the Pasuk, excuse me. Damar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barav, Uminayim, Amoyser, Pesach Shekar Shlom. How do we know that leftover carbon Pesach are boys of Shlom? Mishnemer is a Vachta, Pesach, Lashem Lokechot Sainu Vakar. Fechi Pesach Ben Abakar Ba, Faloyim Pesach Ba Elamir Kvasim and Ezim. Same question. Ela. If you have a leftover carbon Pesach, Rashi explains that that could come about if you had a carbon Pesach that was separated, designated for carbon Pesach, and then got lost. Or he designated money for a carbon Pesach, and then he had leftover money. And either way, those are supposed to be bought as a shlamim. And that's the expression, Yehei Ladovar Abba Minat Sonu B'Bakar. It should be used for those things that come as Sonu B'Bakar, Dehainu Ushlam. For Abba on my time Elo Dochi Shabbos, why is it that's not Dochi Shabbos? Havadai Korban Siburhu? In other words, there's no drasha like Ben Durtai had learned the Pasuk, but it should be like a Korban Sibur, which is Dochi Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Lo, Mishum Rabbi Yudam and Safra, Amar Kav, Chagvoisim, Oysei Chag, Lashem Shivas Yom. B'shoah Shiva Shmona Hava. Chag HaSukkos is not 7 days, it's 8 days. Elo Mikan, the Chagiga Sheinu Doiches HaShabbos. No, the Chagoisim Oysei Chag is only 7 days, because one of those days is going to be Shabbos. This is the Makar for a Prushin of our Mesaira, that a Karmen Chagiga, Chagigas Yudalid, is not brought on Shabbos, and even according to this opinion of the Gemara, Chagigas Chamisha Asar also is not Doche Shabbos. There are times that you'll only bring karma chagiga 6 out of the 8 days of Sukkot. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so then in such a case, the first and the last day will be of Shabbos, and karma chagiga will not be brought at that time. Amar Abaye, Abaye responded, Oven Tichla, you fellow that think you're such a balsecha, Lema kiha milsa. You say such a thing. Shmaina la mishkachas la klal. The reason that Chazal say 7 is because 8 you'll never have, because one day is a Shabbos. Shiva isa baro Hashan. Most years, Shabbos doesn't fall out on the first day, and thereby you have 2 days of Shabbos of Yom Tov, and only 6, and that's why that was not mentioned. That's why Ravin's objection about sometimes it's 6, wasn't taken into account, because that's not the normal case. We will stop the daf over here, because the next Gemara, 4 lines from the bottom, begins an entirely new topic, and that is a shlomim that is geshachten on Erev Yom Tov, whether you yotze the mitzvah, simcha, or chagiga. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the pshat on daf ayin in Maseches Pesachim. It's now nice, Baruch Hashem, to get back into the routine, and Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to record as well a halacha from the daily daf shortly.